Welcome to the special edition of the Bottom Line Show. I'm Roger Marsh, joined in studio today by Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I've ever recommended here on the broadcast. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or just go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
Thank you, Roger.
Your reputation precedes you. I mean, our listeners have had many years to get to know you and hear you and hear our conversations here, and I appreciate that. But that's more than just us hanging out because I like to hang out with you and you like to hang out with me because you keep coming back, which is nice. That's good. And Jim keeps texting me every now and again, and that's nice too. But there's more to it than that, and I think it kind of speaks to something that people often miss in personal injury cases, and that is the fact that it's really easy to get kind of stuck on personal injury law means there's a lawyer who's going after somebody and they're going to try to get a lot of money and you're just kind of along for the ride and you answer a few questions and when it's all said and done, they get their check, you get your check and your car fixed or whatever, and that's the end of it. And I would imagine you probably hear from a lot of people who say, gosh, you know, I got this case and I feel like pursuing it, but I'm not so sure about me. You know, in the case. I mean, I know that was my case. I was calling you with all sorts of dumb questions when we first. Well, I know the only dumb questions are the ones you don't ask. But I was in a couple of scrapes, and my son had a situation, and we were asking just all sorts of questions, and it finally got to the point where, in my case, didn't need your services. In Jake's case, we did, and it was so helpful to have the dialogues with you initially. I think because you kind of gave us a solid footing to stand on. Talk about why it's so important for the attorney to establish that footing other than just saying, how big's your case? Can I make a lot of money and move on? Not that they're all like that, but you and I have talked about before, that is kind of stock and trade with a lot of personal injury attorneys.
Yeah, I actually sometimes get people calling me saying, telling me their fact pattern, what they're involved in, and they don't understand what's going on because their attorney never communicated to them. Mm-hmm. And they have no understanding is if they got an offer, if that's a final offer, or if there's anything they can do. Or there's just a whole variety of questions because the attorney and the client never speak to each other.
Mm. Wow.
And some of them say, I call them, I email them, I fax them, and I hear nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's, you know, you have the legal process, which I just do myself because that's the job.
Right.
And I communicate to the client when it's necessary or when they ask questions so they have an understanding what's going on. But I have them focus on healing to get better, to have an understanding of why it's important for them to heal. And then actually as we go through the process, step by step, we start talking to each other. And I get an understanding of where they're not sure of or something they like or something they don't like. And I try to work with each person individually to try to help them present themselves in the best way and to understand, like, what doctors they have. A lot of them, they have, like, nurses, practitioners that answer the phone and don't really want to see the doctor And so you have to kind of guide them. Are you seeing the right type of doctor? Because no doctor turns down business.
Right, right. Especially in this day and age, I'm sure a lot of people have a misconception that doctor means you're driving a really expensive car, you got a big old house, and you're rolling in dough.
Right.
If you actually go to a doctor's office someday and watch how many times that they are going through and literally getting to as many patients as they can,
right.
They're going to different offices, they're doing everything they possibly can to try to make ends meet.
Yes.
It's not an easy position to do. And so the idea that you would go see a doctor and get a certain level of care, oftentimes you really have to fight for it. And it's nice in a personal injury case to have someone like you advocating, Stephanie Cover, for them to say, ask them these questions or have this kind of dialogue. Talk about why that's really crucial and people miss that.
A lot of times they see a certain type of doctor. They're not getting a result.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to a point in time that just because I've done this through repetition, that you know that if something's wrong, then you need to proceed with something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you probably need another type of doctor who's a specialist, maybe to look at an MRI.
Right.
So that initial doctor who ordered the MRI isn't always the best person to read the MRI and to treat you, because sometimes, depending upon what the MRI says, if this says that there's a problem, then you probably need to go ahead and see a different type of doctor.
Mm.
And a lot of times people don't really understand that, so I'll look at the MRI report and see if it's something that that doctor could help, or if they'd be better off with another type of doctor who will help them heal. The whole idea is to make sure that they heal from their injuries and mm-hmm. that they're seeing the right type of doctor mm-hmm. who has the best knowledge to be able to do that. There are a lot of doctors who will refer straight to a pain management specialist and skip an orthopedic surgeon,
mm.
for example, because car accidents have a lot of muscle and tissue injuries.
Sure.
And an orthopedic surgeon, you need them to look at it because that's what they specialize in school.
Mm.
Then they can say, well, is there different physical therapy modalities that would help that person get better? And they usually give it a try before they send them to a pain management doctor. A lot of these doctors now are just sending them straight to a pain management doctor so that the person gets a steroid injection, which may not have been appropriate, and it may not have been what they needed mm-hmm. if they went through the right channels with the physical therapy.
Oh, wow.
But doctors have lost money with COVID, so I see a lot of them trying to control the environment, and that's not always the best thing for the patient.
Stephanie Cover with me today here on The Bottom Line. I'm Roger Marsh. Stephanie with an F. Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or just go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. That integrity part is so important, and that bonding, if you will, between the attorney. It's more than just the attorney-client privilege that says nothing that we talk about can ever leave this room and
right.
be used against you. But at the same time, it really is an advocacy.
Yes.
And I think this goes back to a biblical definition of what the Holy Spirit does for us in terms of not only being our comforter, but also being our counselor / advocate. And I know that's a role you take very seriously.
Yeah, that's my job.
Short answer to a big question, but it's true. And this is, I can't stress this enough for Bottom Line listeners. This is why it's so important to have someone like Stephanie, well, to have Stephanie in your corner when a personal injury case comes up, because the fact that there are all these different ins and outs that come up that you wouldn't necessarily know about. You've got an insurance company that isn't trying to pay you. You know, you may have the best insurance on your life or your personal injury or your car or whatever it is, but that's just to protect you. That's not about what happens when you are injured.
Right, because it's the guy behind you or the lady behind you who's their insurance mm-hmm. is going to be paying you.
Right.
So your insurance doesn't really matter.
Right, and then add to that the attorney that they've hired that now decides that the best way to defend against a huge payout on their part is to make sure that, well, they just attack you. And as you've established in earlier conversations, Stephanie, it's a hard reality for us in the body of Christ to understand. You are fighting for what's best for all parties involved, and you want the truth,
yeah.
first and foremost. And there are people, I know it sounds a little naive to say this, but there are people in the legal profession that don't necessarily want the truth. They just want to win their case.
There are a lot of people like that.
Yeah. So having Stephanie Cover on your side is essential now more than ever, especially you mentioned the COVID landscape has changed everything in terms of how much money doctors get, how long it takes to litigate something, the legal profession. And you've spent the past couple of years kind of getting a second JD, basically. I mean, not a second law degree, but it probably seems like it, right? I mean,
a lot of changes, a lot of legal changes to work with the change of the health environment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting back to normal, but we have a whole bunch of cases when that six-month window when the court closed
mm-hmm.
Is not getting out to the courts right now. Mm-hmm. So with time, it'll work out.
Yeah, it certainly will. Well, it takes perseverance and it takes encouragement, and especially someone like Stephanie Cover in your corner.
Thank you.
Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law. Final thought, Stephanie, we've got about 60 seconds left in our time together. This relationship is so important, and it's not that your attorney advocate becomes your counselor and therapist and, you know, solves all your life problems, but rather the idea that when you go into a case, a personal injury case, having someone with your expertise, it's more than just the X's and O's. You get a lot of calls from people, I'm sure, who call and say, hi, Stephanie, here's the deal. I'm in a case right now. My insurance company's trying to settle it, but can you give me a few pointers so I can go ahead and do this on my own thinking, well, I don't want to have to pay the attorney's fees. I can't see how your compensation for something like this would be anything less than, well, do you want a tiny little bit of something that the insurance company tells you is right? Or do you want to look at the whole gamut, explore every option, fight off all the different attacks from the other side that are coming your way to discredit your case? I mean, it's money in the bank to contact Stephanie Cover, it seems like.
Yeah, when people wait, they destroy evidence. They do things in a manner that's detrimental to them because they don't understand the system.
Right. I don't need this, and they throw it away.
And they think they're helping themselves and saving their money, but they're digging themselves in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're not getting better, usually.
Right. And the way I look at it is, I mean, especially in personal injury, you're not out anything until the case is settled anyway.
Correct.
Right. So it's not like, you know, you're spending a ton of money and then hoping you're going to get it back, but rather the case is ongoing, it's open, everyone's waiting to see what the settlement's going to be. And the doctors, you know, the legal team, everyone is. So, I mean, you're kind of all in this together if you engage the right legal professional. And I just love the idea that Stephanie's got this Nehemiah thing here where you're building the wall and fighting off the enemy all at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that's very cool. And
very
rare in the personal injury world. Stephanie Cover with Cover Law, the only personal injury attorney I will ever recommend. So if you're a PI attorney and you listen to The Bottom Line, I'm glad you do. You're not going to get Stephanie's seat. So we'll find another way to work with you, but just not here. 877-214-4935. KBrightRadio.com/Cover Law. Stephanie, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it.